Blog Talk Radio.
Huh?
How many of y'all believe that God can do anything but fail?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. Oh, I know he can. It's all right. Would you like to sing a little bit of it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. That's all right. Come on, let's sing a little bit of it now. It's all right.
My God.
Praise the Lord, saints. It is a blessing to be in service once again. I would like to say God bless each and every one of you, and God bless Bishop Taylor. Thank you for your vision to continue the praises of Emmanuel Ministry. I'm going to bring the word from our homework. I'm going to come from James 3, Book of James, chapter 3, verse 6 to 8. Small flame of fire. A world of evil at work in us. It contaminates our entire lives. Because of it, the circle of life is set on fire. The tongue itself is set on fire by the flame of hell. 7. People can tame and already have tamed every kind of animal, bird, reptile, and fish. No one can tame the tongue, though. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. Think about this. A small flame can set a whole forest on fire. God bless the listeners and the reader of the word. God bless.
Amen, amen. God bless you too, Missionary Taylor. We appreciate the scriptures that was read, amen, for our encouragement as well as for our lesson. Amen. We just thank the Lord for you. I just want to just open up to say praise the Lord, everyone. God is good. When is he good? He's good all the time. And some folks just don't understand that when you say he's good all the time. Even in our valleys that we go through, in our low times that we go through, in our challenges that we have in life, times where we don't have enough money to pay our bills, or times when we don't know when or where we're going to receive our next meal, the times when we don't know where we're going to lay our head so that we can rest. God is still good through all of that as well. Because when you're able to go through it and you look back from which you come from, you can say that God is good all the time. He said that he would never put more on us than what we can bear because he loves us. So, yes, God is good when he's good all amen. His mercy endures forever. So we thank God, hallelujah, for just being God alone. He's the only God. Amen. There's no one higher than he is. No matter how, if you was to find the deepest depth in the sea, you would still find God there. If you would climb to the highest mountain, God would still be there to meet you. So his all-seeing eye, his ever-presence, he can be everywhere at the same time. Amen. That means he's omnipresent. Amen. Omnipresent. Everywhere at the same time. Omniscient, that he's all-knowing. Omnipotent means that he is. Let me give you those Greek words again. When he's everywhere at the same time, he's omnipresent. When he is omniscient, that means he's all-knowing, omniscient. And the last is that he's omnipotent, which means that he is all-powerful. So we thank the Lord that he is all that we need. Amen. When he told Moses on the mountain, when Moses asked, when the children of Israel asked me, who is it that sent me? Who shall I say? And God answered Moses and said, tell them I am. I am that I am. Amen. So he is all that we need. The I am means that I am the only true God. I am your brother when you need me. I am your father. I am your mother. I am your best friend when you need a best friend. I am all that you need. Hallelujah. So we thank the Lord for that. Amen. Welcome to Let Your Light Shine. Once again, I'm your host, Bishop Emmanuel Morris Taylor, Jr., the study of divine principles of the Holy Bible and teaching you how to apply these principles that we study every Wednesday into our daily lives. We talk about spirituality. We talk about the anointing of the Holy Spirit, how to live holy, to be delivered from what you need to be delivered from, to be healed. It is a heavenly place when the Lord is with us. He takes us into the kingdom. We are about love and joy. And I let you know that hope, keep your hope alive. Do not lose hope. About the gospel itself is the good news. And we thank the Lord for divinity and spirituality. All of this is what Let Your Light Shine is all about. And we just thank the Lord for all of you who have joined us this evening. I just want to also announce, amen, before I go into our trivia for tonight, to announce that our own sister, Tazara, amen, she's in back into the hospital. Amen. And we're going to say a special prayer for her. Amen. Something about her pancreas. She keeps throwing up and without stopping. And they said it's her pancreas. But, you know, God says, hallelujah, that all is in divine order. But I know she doesn't want to say anything. Amen. This evening, she just want to listen. Hallelujah. So we're not going to trouble Sister Tazara. I know she's on the line, and I see her number. And we're just going to let her listen. But I'm going to go into a deep prayer for you, Sister Tazara. Amen. There's no need for you to do any talking. You need to relax and just listen. But I'm going to go into a deep prayer for you because the doctors say one thing, but God, amen, has the last word. Father God, I come to you right now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And everyone that's under the sound of my voice, I want you to believe that our prayers, amen, as we join together on the behalf of Sister Zara. But Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, in his name, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is deliverance in the name of Jesus. There is, hallelujah, healing in the name of Jesus. So I call upon your name, Lord Jesus Christ, Lamb of God, Emmanuel, God is with us. Hallelujah. I call upon you, Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. That now the master doctor, you are the surgeon, amen, that can reach in and to whatever that is not right in our bodies, that you can speak the words and say, peace, be still right now into that pancreas, amen, into the whole body temple of Tazara, Sister Tazara. And I just rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus that he has no power over Sister Tazara's body because she belongs to the Lord. So, Lord, rock Tazara in your bosom. Rock her in your arms. Reach out right now and touch that area. And we speak divine order in the name of Jesus that she will walk out the hospital, that the area that needs to be healed, it is now being healed. In the name of Jesus, I claim healing right now. I speak healing. I command healing through the power of the Holy Spirit that is invested in me. I command you to be healed in Jesus' name. It is done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayers as always. Amen. And also we pray for Mother Griffin, and that is, amen, our own, amen, Gloria. She's not online right now, but I spoke to her earlier, and her mother have to have procedure done, amen, so that she can, for her kidneys, amen, she have to go through dialysis, and I will get, yeah, I heard you, and I want to be able to, amen, pray for Sister Griffin, Mother Griffin. Minister Beverly Walker is in the hospital right now, amen. Some of you probably don't know her, but those of you who do, amen, she's a devoted, amen, minister of the Lord, amen. And she has been stricken with an illness, amen, during church service while she was singing and leading, amen, and she was stricken, amen, with illness, amen, and she had to have special surgery, a tongue swollen, and there's a lot that she's going through in ICU, amen. It was a stroke, but we know that God, hallelujah, I know for sure that God has delivered Minister Beverly Walker, because she could have died right there, but the Lord's hand was on her. Amen. And I just thank you, Lord, for touching Minister Beverly Walker. And we speak divine order from the crown of her head to the very soles of her feet, every organ in her body. We speak divine order for Sister, for Gloria's mother, Mrs. Griffin. Dear Lord, we pray for her as well, that, hallelujah, that the dialysis that she need to go through to reduce the water in her kidneys, dear Lord, that would be a successful surgery, successful procedure, that is, amen, for her, and that her kidney would come back 100% function as God willed it to be. I thank you, Lord. For anyone else under the sound of my voice this evening, I pray for you as well. Amen. That whatever that you need right now, you need to reach out, amen, and touch, amen. Just reach out and touch the hem of Jesus' garment in your mind. Amen. His robe right now. Touch his hands right now. Just hold his arms. Just grab hold to Jesus right now. And whatever it is from A to Z, if it's your finances, if you having trouble with your children at home, amen, amen, marriage problems, relationship problems, problems with your siblings, and you can't seem to get along with your siblings, I pray right now for peace in your home, peace in your marriage, divine order in your finances. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord is really using me tonight to pray for all of you under the sound of my voice. You don't have to say what you need. God already know before you even open up your mouth. But the Lord is leading me as the intercessor, amen, to pray for all of you, amen, right now. I've gone through some illnesses, and I understand why now. Being under attack, amen, of the enemy, hallelujah, and because there's greater blessings that are in store, amen, and there's some jealous spirits out there as well that don't wish me any good at all, and so they send these thoughts, but I'm going to let those jealous spirits know to go right back to hell from which you come from. And I put you under my feet. For I'm not just a conqueror. I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Done in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. All righty. Now, who do we have here quickly before we go into the lesson? Amen. We just want to welcome, if you will, want to say something quickly. Last four digits in your number is 4673. Good evening. Welcome to Let Your Light Shine.
Good evening, everyone. God bless everyone. I just have a special prayer request from my daughter, Talia. The devil has been busy with our relationship. I asked for prayer before, months ago back, but it seems like it's gotten worse. I just really need prayer for us because I'm getting to the point where I'm disliking my own daughter and I shouldn't have to get to that place as a mother.
I understand. And what is your name, mother?
Adriana.
Adriana, that's right. Adriana.
Yes.
And your daughter's name?
Talia.
What is that again?
Her name is Talia.
Talia? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Talia.
T-A-L-I-A.
L-I-A, okay.
Yes.
Talia. I and you know, when I was praying, I did mention that the families and the household. I felt that in my spirit. And all is well. I'm just going to say it in Jesus' name that I'm looking past the, amen, whatever it is that your daughter is going through, it's going to pass. Amen.
She
doesn't want you to be a mother. She wants you to be just a friend. But you can't be a friend. You have to be a mother. She wants to have her way, so to speak. Amen. Amen. But someone is putting poison in her ear, you know, telling her these things, what to do and how to act. Amen. So we just rebuke that devil. Amen. That two-legged devil, whoever it is, in Jesus' name, and we just speak peace into your household, okay?
Thank you.
God bless you. You're welcome. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we want to say hello to Sister Davis. God bless you, Sister Davis.
Good evening, Bishop Taylor and your lovely wife, Rita. God bless you. Hello, all saints on the line, and God bless you also. I found the tribute where Rita read James 3:8, and it is
That's
the
right.
tongue.
That's right. Amen. God bless. We're going to speak a little bit about that, too.
Okay.
Amen. What to do and how to tame it. Hallelujah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Jesus. And we want to say good evening to our own evangelist, Millie Moore. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. And I just want to
thank
say God bless to Shazara. I know she's on the line. And, Bishop, I just want to sing a piece of that song for her because, like I told her, that's her testimony and that is her song. So if it's all right, I just want to sing that song, just a little verse of that song to her, that the song that I had gave her, Your Grace and Mercy, if it's all right with you, because I
Go
know
right
God
ahead.
Is in the healing business. Your
Amen.
Grace and mercy brought me through.
Yes, Lord.
My
Bless your own name.
This moment,
thank you,
Jesus. Of you, I want to thank you and
yes,
praise
Lord.
You too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. I love you,
Hallelujah.
Sir. And God is going to heal you. He's already in the healing business. And you're going to come home tomorrow. I love you, Severo. Just hold your head up. And it's already been worked out. Bishop has prayed. And we all have prayed with him. And everything is in divine order. And Mother Davis, don't you worry. Everything is all right. And God bless to
Amen.
Everybody. And I just ask God to continue to keep my family lifted up. I lost a cousin today. But
yes,
I know he's in a better place now. So I'm just thanking God to just bless his family and to heal their spirits and give them peace in the loss of a brother and the loss of a son in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Evangelist. God bless you this evening.
God bless you too.
Amen. Hallelujah. And last four digits is 1875. God bless you.
Hi. I just wanted to say good evening, Bishop Taylor, to you and Missionary Rita Taylor.
Thank you. Good evening to you too. Yes, I hear you.
I just really wanted to make sure that I called in. My husband wanted me to ask for deliverance from his smoking. And he at work now, but you know what? I want to ask you to pray for that because he asked me, but also just to pray for my family, period. Like, I just got done walking with the police through my backyard because, you know, just guys, you know, one minute you think you're somewhere safe and, you know, we've been here for years and now we just know it's time to go. You know, you got people walking around the backyard with flashlights and stuff. You know, it's time to go. And I just asked the Lord to, you know, want you to pray for guidance and deliverance and strength and prosperity and just, you know, just guide us to the way where we need to go because it's just so bad out here, you know?
Yes, yes. What you heard somebody around the back of your house?
No, I seen them back there jumping back and forth over my gate, and they had flashlight and, like, my floodlight not working. So I'm like, you know, it's like they was back there looking for some or, you know, jumped the gate and dropped some. I don't even know, you know, but I got a young son, so I don't need y'all to be dropping nothing for him to go out there and find it, you know. And it's just so I never had nobody in my yard on my property like that. So right before I had to call, I'm waiting on the police, you know, and then they got here, which was pretty fast, which was good. But yet still, like, anytime I got to be walking around my property with the police, it's just, you know, it's just really time to go. So I just wanted to also pray for protection and strength and, you know, just guidance. And, you know, just the Lord show us the way because it's time to go.
Amen. Amen. Okay. All right, then. I'm going to pray exactly for that for you, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. And we have, amen. Oh, God bless you. God bless you. 1322.
Praise the Lord, Bishop, Mother Taylor, Mother Washington.
Yes. Yes,
God
Mother
is good
Washington.
All the time, and all the time God is good.
Yes,
lady,
he
a few,
is.
Our lady, a mother, a few calls ago about her daughter, I got the same situation.
Do
same
you?
Situation.
Okay.
I certainly do. Honey, we just got to hold on because this is nothing but the Bible. These are the last days that children are against their parents. But God is still in control. But we can't give up.
He
we can't
is.
Give up because God said we're going to be at the head, not the tail. And
love everybody
on this line because we're all going through something. But remember, God is in control.
God is in control.
Love you and your wife, Bishop, and all the people on the telephone line.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you,
Mother Washington. God bless you. All right. Well, let me go into another prayer. Amen. For our sister. Amen. Deliverance from smoking. And dear Lord, we rebuke that addiction of nicotine in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Replace Hallelujah. The need for nicotine, dear Lord, replace that with something that is good for his body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let him drink more water. He needs to drink more water. That's what the Spirit of the Lord is telling me. Amen. So let your husband know to drink more water. That will help him as well to withdraw from the nicotine. Amen. But we rebuke that in Jesus' name, and we deliver you, hallelujah, while you're on your job, that last cigarette that you're now getting ready to take on your break. Amen. Lord, speak to his mind right now and let him know that he can break it. He can break that habit. Break that cigarette up. Hallelujah. And throw it away in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you in Jesus' name. And dear Lord, for our sister, dear Lord, for her daughter. Hallelujah. Dear Lord, that you put peace between the two of them in Jesus' name. It is done. All right. Well, we thank the Lord, amen, for our prayer. I see how the Lord is leading us this evening. And I want to let you know, amen, that you, amen, truly blessed. You called in tonight, amen, to receive these blessings of prayer. And I guarantee you, amen, my people, that what you ask for and what I pray for, you are going to see the result. You're going to see the miracles begin to happen in your life. Hallelujah. Before this week is out, amen, you will see, hallelujah, deliverance and healing. Amen. You will see the spirit of reconciliation, of forgiveness, amen, peace in the home, amen. And Lord, walk around my sister's house right now, and I dispatch, call upon your guardian angels to stand there and guard her home from the north to the south, the east, and the west, that no one can come and infiltrate her belongings in her home. Dear Lord, let her be at peace, to let her know that you are watching over her home. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. I hear a dog barking. Maybe that's what the Lord is saying for you to get a pet. Amen. Hallelujah. But I do hear a dog barking. Amen. Praise his holy name. If you understand what I'm saying, he that got his ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying right now. Thank you, Jesus. Well, for our trivial, you got it right. Amen. Hallelujah. The tongue is hard to tame. But why do you suppose it's so difficult to tame the tongue? What does it mean to tame the tongue in the first place? How can we reverse the negative reaction or actions that the tongue does? Well, first of all, the tongue is a member of the body that helps us to make sound, amen, but it comes from your mind, amen. That is the premises or the root of not being able to tame the tongue, because whatever is in your mind is going to come out in your words, amen, amen. I'm looking at the scripture here, and it speaks about in the let me read quickly in the third verse and the third chapter of James. It said, when we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can turn a whole animal. Now, you see how the bits in the mouths, you know, some of you, if you watch a horseman or a police officer or a cowboy, they put this thing into the horse's mouth, and that's used to control the horse. They pull on it. If they want to turn left, the way they pull on it to turn right, amen. And so they can tame the horse that way. The horse obeys us. We can turn ships, as an example. They are so large and are driven by strong winds. They are steered by a very small rudder. Wherever the pilot wants to go, the ship goes. Likewise, the tongue is also a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. What does that mean? In other words, it's just like a forest, a big forest that can start a whole fire and burn everything down just by a little old spark. But that's how the tongue is. The tongue can burn can mess everything up that we say, gossiping. We got to learn how not to speak out everything that comes from your thought. Amen. Just because you want to say it. You know, one thing that, and I say you don't understand, I'm not speaking of any of you all, but what I'm paraphrasing, but we have to learn that we don't have to say everything that comes to our mind. Amen. And why do we do that? A lot of times it's because we don't have control over our tongue, over our thoughts. Amen. And so we just speak things out, and I'm going to tell you, whatever comes out of your mouth, you can't take it back. Amen. It's out there. Amen. When you hurt someone's feelings, amen, you can say, I apologize and I'm sorry. Yeah, but you can't take back what you've done. Amen. The person is still hurt by the words that were said, like a knife that cuts like a knife. You know, they're still hurting. They'll forgive you, but they still hurt. Amen. Amen. It's one thing that we're not like God. We're not God. We can forgive, but we can't forget. Amen. Amen. Every time it comes back to us, what a person said or happened, and it hurts all over again. It's just like a scar. Amen. You rub a bump that scar when you was cut, and you'll feel some pain to remind you that you was cut. So the same thing it is when a person is not able to control their tongue, amen? And I'm going to tell you, the mouth or the tongue can start wars, amen? It can start a war so easily. And then how does it affect it? It trickles out to a whole country. It starts from two individuals, and it can trigger out through the whole country. Young boys and girls have to be drafted into the service to fight a war that then they don't even know why they're fighting. They're only fighting because the president or the country sent them. But they don't really know what started that war. Well, it started from words. Amen. From a word. Hallelujah. And so, let me finish. It said, the tongue is also a fire. It is a world of evil amongst the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of his life on fire by hell. Isn't that something? All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, creatures of the sea are being tamed and have been tamed by man, but no man can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. Now, some of you might say, well, Bishop, that's a kind of harsh there. Well, that was not my words. Amen. That's what the Bible is saying. Amen. That it is a restless evil full of deadly poison. So what should we do? How can we turn that around? It says that no man can tame it, amen, the tongue. Tame you, your personality, your mind, the way that you think. But you can control it, amen. There's a way to control the tongue. It takes practice. It takes prayer. It takes thinking before you speak, amen. And the more that you think before you speak, the better that you would become, not lashing out and running off at the mouth, put it that way, of things that should not be said. Remember, when you put it out there, you can't take it back. Words are very powerful. In the ninth verse, it tells us what we can do. With the tongue, we should praise the Lord and our Father. And with it, instead of praising it, we curse people who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and curses. My brothers, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? No, no, it can't. That's the question, and I answered it. And I asked the question again. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? No. All right. Well, a curse and a blessing come from the same, person? Yes. Because what you say is going to happen. If you bless people, people will be blessed and a blessing will come back to you. But if you send curses out, and what I mean by curses, amen, is negative talk, gossiping, not saying anything good and goodness but to anybody, well, it will come back to you. What you put out there will come back. As it said in the scripture, we reap what we sow. Amen? So, my brothers, can a fig tree bear olives? No. Or a grapevine bear figs? No. Well, neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. So it had to be either or. That is what the Lord is saying in the word. It had to be either or. The spring itself is your mind. It represents your thinking, your process, or your soul. And so how can the tongue be saved? Or let's say, how can the tongue be tamed? It's through your soul being saved. That's how. Repentance, that is how it's done. We repent from our sins, and we have our souls saved. We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he is the Lord, and that we ask him to rule and guide our lives. Hallelujah. We ask him to lead us and to help us, amen, to make the right decision. And right at that moment, when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, really accept him. Don't you know that many people that go to church has not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ into their heart? And you say, how is that so? Well, those are the hypocrites. Those are the ones that go to church, but church is not in them. Say it again, hallelujah. They go in the church, but the church isn't in them. So because of that, then they still do the things and say things that they should not do or say. They go to church on Sunday, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, amen, is filled with nothing but bitterness and hell and curses. No blessings is coming forth from an individual like that, and no blessings can come to them either. Amen. Hallelujah. I often say you can't do wrong and expect, amen, for good to come from it. Amen. That's why it says, can salt water and fresh water come out of the same spring? No, it got to be either salt water or fresh water. Well, the key to it is to tame the tongue and control the words that we say. We have to learn how to control our thoughts. We can't do it, but the Holy Spirit can. If we allow for the Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah, to enter into our heart, and into our mind, into our body, to our spirit, the Holy Spirit, to have communion with us. Just like one day we're going to have communion, but I'm saying the Holy Spirit has communion, be one with us, to sit down with us, to be there with us for breakfast, be there with us for lunch, be there with us for dinner, rising from the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun. The Holy Spirit shall always, hallelujah, be with us so that the tongue, amen, can be controlled. That is the only way that I know that this tongue can be controlled, is through spiritual maturity. That's why, ladies, amen, that is why, ladies, that some denominations do not allow for women to be leaders in the church, because most of the women, they might be an evangelist. They might be a missionary, but they're just carrying the title. Are they really living what the title says? Amen. You find women on the job, they bring their home problems on their job with them. They bring the problems on the job that they have at home and not able to separate from their emotion, amen, from, amen, the reality or logic. So that is the reason. There are many reasons why the tongue need to be controlled. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I hope this lesson is helping the listeners under the sound of my voice. My only objective is to be able to grow deeper into the Lord. If you have not gotten to that point, amen, that you have not yet let the Lord come into your heart, amen, I know that you tune in with me on Wednesdays, but have you really accepted Jesus into your life? I would be wrong not to mention that. And from now on, I'm going to continue to say it before we end our program, is that if you believe in your heart and confess with your tongue that Jesus is Lord, then thou shalt be saved. If you believe that he is the Son of the living God, if you believe that he died for not just me, but he also died for you, he died for all of us on the cross, and he died. He gave up his life so that we can live. Hallelujah. So that we can live. He took upon himself, a perfect being, have not sinned at all, but he took upon himself all of our filth, all of our guilt, all of our stinking garbage we have in our souls. He took all of it upon himself and weighed himself down with the sin, because why? Sin, the wages of sin is death. So he was the scapegoat for us. He died in our place. Consider how it is when, amen, you know that we deserve, amen, we deserve to go to hell. Amen? Yeah. But Jesus kept us from going to hell. Amen? He went down into hell for us. Yes, he did. Let me tell you something here. Thank you, Jesus. I just want you to know tonight, amen, that all you have to do is believe that he did die, but he rose on the third day, amen, early one Sunday morning. When they came to his tomb, amen, to see was he there, amen, the big rock, the big stone was rolled over from the mouth of the cave, and two angels were sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where he was lying. And they told the person who was looking for Jesus, why are you looking for the living among the dead? He is risen. Hallelujah. If you believe that tonight, accept the fact that Jesus is Lord. God is real. Don't just say it with your mouth. Say it with your lifestyle, in your walk. Dedicate your heart right now tonight, wherever you are, to the Lord. Just open up your mouth and say, Lord, save me. Hallelujah. Save my soul. I believe that you are Lord. I believe that you are Lord. I want your spirit. Bring your spirit into me so that I can be able, hallelujah, to have joy. Amen. My people, joy is a wonderful thing to have. It is the Spirit of the Lord that gives us joy. And the world can't give it to you. And the world certainly cannot take away hope. You can have hope. God gives us hope. Hope for what? Hope for a better day, hope for everlasting life. Amen. Hallelujah. He would do all of that for us to live holy for the Lord. Amen. You don't belong, you don't have to say you belong to a holiness church to be holy. You can be a Baptist and be holy. Amen. Amen. So ask him to deliver you from whatever it is that you need to be delivered from. And he would do it if you are sincere. But you got to be real. You got to be real. God never changes. He's real. He's real, I know. He's real, I know. He's real in my heart. Amen. And I want you to realize how real he is. And you can have a personal relationship with the Lord. Amen. Amen. That, you know, that's a wonderful thing, to have a personal relationship with the Lord, to be able, amen, to the Lord when you need to speak to him. Amen. I'm going to tell you, there's nothing better than that, to have a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, wow. And look how time just flies. Amen. When we just having fun. Amen. But don't forget now, I want to ask you to continue to help this program to go on. Amen. Please help me. You know, I'm not begging, but I'm still saying, please help me. If that means anything. I've been asking since I've been going on with this program. Amen. And it's not difficult to make a commitment. Let me see. If some of you still smoke, how much a cigarette, a pack of $7? Amen. How many packs of cigarettes do you smoke, amen, in a week? Is it 4 packs? That's $21, almost $25 a week that you are spending on something that is destroying your body. That's $100 a month, amen, that you spend it for something that destroys your body. That's $1,200 a year, $1,200 that can go towards something that is a blessing to you. Hallelujah. So take the money from the cigarette and send it, amen, to your pastor so that he can continue to do the things that he do for the kingdom of God. Amen. God doesn't need the money, but the whole point is that it takes money, amen, to run things, amen. It takes money for this program, amen, to continue every Wednesday. Hallelujah. My post office box, I haven't gave this out in a while, but my post office box is 85033. 85033. Amen. 85033, post office box, Westland, Michigan. The zip code is 48185. Let me repeat again. Post office box 85033, Westland, Michigan, 48185. If you send in a money order or a check, you just write it to the behalf of my name, Emmanuel Taylor, and it will go to where it needs to go. We helped our Pakistan church, amen, that is joined in with us in Pakistan. They got 20 Bibles. They need 20 more Bibles. Amen. But so far they got 20, and they are so happy to have those Bibles. Amen. So we thank the Lord for that. Hallelujah. So they need more. Amen. So that's what our ministry is all about. Amen. We need chairs. Amen, for our church. Amen. We need more chairs. We need more chairs for our church building where we have our service at here in Westland. So all of this is needed. Help me out. If all that you can send is $5, send it. Hallelujah. Send it. 85033. It's the post office box. Amen. You should know that by heart now. But if not, you have time enough to write it down. 85033, and that's Westland, Michigan, and the zip code is 48185. and that would really make me happy. Amen. It would bless my soul to know that, amen, that you will send it. When I look into the post office box, then I can continue to, you know, do the ministry that God has called me to do. Amen. All right. Now, let's see what we're going to have. Amen. I want you to tell me this. This is our trivia for next week. And it's in regards to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. He was tempted. And how many times was he tempted? And what were the temptations that he suffered under? Amen. Jesus was tempted. How many times was he tempted? Amen. And what I say, what was the temptation that he suffered under? That is next week's tribute. Amen. We all are tempted. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was tempted because the devil tempted him to try to persuade him to go in a different direction. That is my hint. The devil tried to get Jesus to go into a different direction because he understood why Jesus was here on earth. And so the devil wanted to have Jesus to take a detour, all right? So his temptation, the temptations of Christ, what were they? Amen? Amen. I think that's going to be a good lesson for next week. Amen, about temptation. You know, in the scripture where it says, lead me not to temptation, but deliver me from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen, amen. Well, we got the victory, saints. In our prayers, we got the victory. Yes, we do. Over everything. And remember, the devil is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Sister Cesara, God bless you. And I know that you're coming home. Amen. Hallelujah. And for all of you, remember to continue to pray for me and my family. 85033 is the post office box. Amen. Westland, Michigan, 48185. God bless you, and I'll see you soon.